The saints whose feast we celebrate today are saints that are visited at least twice a year because they have another feast which is not celebrated particularly in this rite, but it can be, on February the 14th. And of course, in the Pauline martyrology, their feast is on February the 14th. Why they chose that one over this one, I do not know, but that's okay. They deserve more than one feast because they are very, very great. They are responsible for the conversion of most of Eastern Europe, including Russia and the Ukraine. They founded especially Methodius founded the dioceses of Kiev and of Muscovy, which is modern-day Moscow. And so it's interesting that, and we could pray to them for peace to be reestablished in that area of the world. Of course, where sin abounds, war abounds too. So that is very important. But St. Cyril and Methodius were from Moravia, Thessalonica rather, and when they were young, their brothers, when they were young, they became priests, and they were sent by the emperor to Moravia. And it was there that they evangelized what is today modern-day Romania, and Bulgaria, and Hungary, and then, of course, as I said, the Ukraine and Russia, the beginnings at least, because Russia is so big, it would take 10 of these to convert them. But a little seed falls, and then it spreads. You know, of course, we have no inkling of this because we're not in a farmland, but sometimes that happens with wheat, but it also happens with weeds, and that we always must be very careful that we do not allow the weeds to be inserted into the crop. They, among other things, it was one of their quests to find the body of the holy Pope and martyr, St. Clement, who was cast into the sea, into the Black Sea. And they found it, miraculously. It floated up, almost like in a capsule, and then they took the body in great procession, with great manifestation of joy and glory, to Rome. And they presented the body of St. Clement the First to Pope St. Nicholas the First. In the meantime, St. Nicholas died, also known as St. Nicholas the Great. And his successor, Pope St. Adrian, decided that they would be consecrated bishops. So both St. Cyril and St. Methodius were consecrated bishops in Rome. However, St. Cyril died in Rome, and he is buried in the Basilica of St. Clement, not too far from where St. Clement himself is buried. And there, on this day, and on February the 14th, countless Catholics from throughout the world, especially the eastern half of the world, come to venerate his body. St. Methodius went back home after a few years. Now, St. Cyril died in 870, and St. Methodius was to die in 886, so he survived him by 16 years. And he spent his energy in promoting the Catholic faith, converting the pagans in that area that I have already mentioned. So today we pray in a very, very particular way for peace in Russia and the Ukraine, and we pray for the return to the unity of the Church of those who call themselves Orthodox, who are not Catholic fully. They have the sacraments, but they do not have the communion that we need to have. And of course, we need to be very wary of those who say they are Catholics, but are not in full communion with the Pope. Without the Pope, there is no Church, just as without the priest, there is no Mass. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.